Good afternoon, this is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Monday, March 21st. The grains closed higher with May corn up 14.5 cents at 7.56 1/4, May wheat up 55.5 cents at 11.19 1/4, and May beans up 23 cents at 16.91. The meal was up 4.30, the oil was up 142 ticks. The strength from the morning grew. Right after the opening, we saw funds coming in by corn, beans, and wheat. We stayed strong till about the last 45 minutes, then started to sell off. Wheat broke as much as 30 cents off the highs, closed about 30 cents off those early highs. We traded limit up several times in the wheat, couldn't hold it each time, and then finally we broke, like I said, about 30 cents by the close. The beans broke 19 cents off the highs. The corn broke about 9 cents off the highs. So it wasn't as strong as it could have been. One would have thought with the wheat limit up 85 cents, that maybe we would have seen more buying in the corn and the beans, but we didn't see that. Obviously, the crude oil, it finished up 7.42 a barrel here at 12, 1.12, 12. So that put a lot of jitters into the grain markets. The war news certainly amplifying that. You know, nobody knows what Putin's going to do, but he used these hypersonic missiles over the weekend, and that really ratcheted up things. He's destroyed several cities now, but the Ukrainians at the peace talks tell him we ain't giving up, we ain't giving away any ground, and so the war continues out here. I don't think the Russians quite expected this kind of a fight. Certainly they've got the technology and the military strength, but it's interesting, when the United States was in Afghan, one general was killed in that war over how many years we were there. The Ukrainians have taken out 5 major generals in just a month of combat out here. There's got to be some serious questions back home about that. But at any rate, the war continues. The Dow Jones down 312 as we speak here. Interest rates making new contract lows. The bonds are down almost 3 full points. That's going to put the yield on the 30-year somewhere around 2.5 or higher, maybe 2.6. So interest rates certainly moving higher out here. The dollar closed up 28 ticks. Again, pretty strong. But the way we closed here, breaking off the highs in the last half hour to 45 minutes, tells me that there's a good chance we'll see a turnaround Tuesday tomorrow. It's been the case when, you know, the war gets worse, the prices go up, and it's risk on. When things settle down a little bit, it's risk off, and the prices go down. I wouldn't be, like I said, surprised to see a turnaround Tuesday tomorrow. We've got good weather throughout much of the country. Export inspections this morning were good on the corn, as expected. It was 1.466. The beans were terrible, 5.45, and the wheat was better than last week, but still light at 3.30. So, you know, again, one interesting point, we did make a new contract high close in the corn and in the May beans. So, you know, we're getting close to, if we're going to make new contract highs, maybe we make them the last Friday of the month, which would be this Friday. But, you know, I still think that buying it up here is probably a mistake, that you need, as a hedger, you need to be using these rallies to buy puts and protect the downside in the long run. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.